This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Travel Adventures in Puerto Rico. Travel is always an adventure, a mixture of blessings and curses, and our visit to Puerto Rico at year's end has been all of that. We found Ponce interesting as Puerto Rico's second city. We stayed in an Airbnb near the water where the views were industrial, but we could hear the sounds of the water from the patio, so we were happy. Driving along neighborhoods along the water's edge on the western side of the island, we could see signs of the struggle to come back from Hurricane Irma, but most seemed to be making it. 30 miles up the road near Guanica, past the chemical plants and refineries, we found a state forest that was a jewel, with walkways built in several spots down to the water in a gorgeous setting of water and crab-pocked sandstone before the waves hit and scooped up the huge conch shells as the water deepened sharply. Culebra is not as famous as its neighbor, Vieques, though both were bombing practice sites for the U.S. military. On a beautiful beach, we walked along the water's edge on a windy day where red flags warned people out of the water. The beach featured abandoned tanks painted with graffiti, one in the water, red, peace. We snorkeled at a local beach called Mahoney's, which was a new treat for me that took some leaps of faith to embrace. The reef seemed to be dying, though the yellows and blues on the fish were amazing, bringing me back to my many years as a boy and young man when I had an aquarium. It was a bit of a trial for my daughter, the more experienced snorkeler, since everywhere on the seabed were black urchins and the potential danger of their stings and her felt responsibility to constantly warn me away. Puerto Rico is pricey when it comes to gas, food, and anything that has to be shipped over from the mainland. The ferry from the main island to Culebra is one of the great bargains, though, at $2 for a 50-minute ride. Flamingo Beach was similar. The industry understands that they need to get you there, and then caveat emptor. With a couple of days left in El San Juan, we dumped the rental car with great relief. Sixt, a 100-year-old rental car company that is primarily European with German roots and a minimal U.S. footprint, was an experience. It's off. Airport location seemed sketchy, and picking up the car was a commitment with waits that ran multiple hours. We got the car in a bit over 2 hours. Others in line reported 3 and 4 hour waits. We had braced ourselves for the worst, but fortunately we're in and out in minutes, somewhat offsetting the earlier horror. Situated finally, we ventured out and stumbled on a great local restaurant, De Verdura. In Spanish, that means roughly vegetable goddess. Out into the street immediately after we received it. We wondered if we were in a six-style waiting experience, but couldn't have been more surprised to find the food was excellent and the price was the most reasonable we'd found on the island. We wondered how they would manage the crowd with only 2 waiters. These were one of the best we'd ever seen. They ably placed different together creating familiarity. Our waiter seated at the table to take the order next to us. Another bent down below the table to look up to take his orders. We watched our waiter handle the crowd, giving the true best of wait times and alternatives. It was masterful. I picked at the top, having seen about the best ever. Getting ready to leave, though, I walked over to another table. 2 younger couples had separately come up to the door not long after we were seated. Both had accepted the wait time and stood on either side of the doors, looking at their phones and patiently hoping. Couple walked over to stand next to him with a nod to the waiter. His partner followed him over, and then, in a moment of pure grace, he motioned to the stranger who would like to stop waiting and take the other 2 chairs. They jumped at the chair, seated smiling and chatting amiably. Leaving, I walked over and thanked him for letting us witness this moment of such a pure traveler's blessing. Puerto Rico still opens its door to these kinds of riches. This is what he You take it from here to there.